أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that the Muslims who were requesting that when will jihad be made for us, when can they defend themselves and make jihad. So when the ayat was finally revealed from Allah Ta'ala, then the munafiqeen, those who acted as though they were Muslims but were not Muslims by heart, and the weak Muslims took it as a very big burden to make jihad, and they looked as though as they looking death in the face. So Allah Ta'ala says further, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. پھر تم سے یہ بھی توقع ہے کہ اگر تم کو حکومت مل جائے. This also we have hope from you, we think of you, that if you even have to make jihad and finally you get your Islamic Khilafat, Islamic government, or that the command of Allah comes and by jihad you get the upper hand. And tufsidu fil ard, to kharabi dalo mulk mein, then you will cause destruction on earth. Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, or qata karo apni qarabate, and you will break family ties. In other words, if you are not prepared for jihad and you don't want to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then with the kuffar being in charge, you won't be able to practice deen, which we are seeing very clearly today. How many commands of Allah we cannot fulfill because of the kuffar laws which we are governed by. So Allah says, if you are not prepared for jihad, of course, it's not just any individual stands up for jihad. There are conditions by which jihad becomes compulsory. If you are not prepared for that, then be prepared to face humiliation on earth, and so much so that you won't be able to fulfill family ties also. That also they won't allow you. For example, the Muslim personal law, and how many things are in there are against the teachings of Islam. What Islamic personal law is something different, but the governments impose something else. Or that even if you do get an Islamic government, but you haven't brought Islam in you, and Islam, the reality of it comes, the height of it comes by jihad, then also in spite of having an Islamic government, like about 30 governments claim to be Islamic governments in the world, but they don't practice Islamic law. Everything which is against Islam is being practiced there. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Aise log hai jin par lanat ki Allah ne. These are those people whom Allah has put His curses upon. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Phir kar diya unko behra aur andhi kar di unki aankhein. And then Allah Ta'ala made them blind, and Allah made them deaf, and Allah made them blind. That is, Allah gave you the faculty of hearing and seeing so that you could perceive and get hidayat and follow the commands of Allah and prepare for akhirat. But when you gave preference to dunya, that if I go in jihad, I'll die, I'll become a shaheed. If I don't go, I'll live more longer, I'll enjoy dunya, etc. When these things came, on account of that, Allah says, we made you deaf and we made you blind. And now you can't see your true benefit even of dunya, and the real benefit of akhirat also you cannot see. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. کیا دھیان نہیں کرتے قرآن میں؟ Don't these people ponder in the Quran, the revelations and the teachings of the Quran? أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. یا دلوں پر لگ رہے ہیں ان کے قفل. Or are there locks on their heart that they can't see the clear teachings of the Quran and accept the commands of Allah Ta'ala? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ. بے شک وہ لوگ الٹے پھر گئے اپنے پیٹھ پر. Undoubtedly, those people who turned their backs, مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. بعد اس کے کہ ظاہر ہو چکے ان پر سیدھے راہ. After that, the clear path was made clear to them. That is, the munafiqeen, that they brought Iman, they accepted Islam, and the clear road of Allah was made clear to them. But inside they had enmity of Islam, and they turned on their backs within themselves. These people, what caused this? Ash-shaytanu sawwala lahum wa amla lahum. Shaytan ne baat banayi unke dil mein aur der ke waade kiye. Shaytan built up talks in their hearts. All the hopes of this dunya, that if you go in jihad you will get killed, your family, your wife will become a widow, your children will become orphans, you will just die, and for what reason are you dying? And you rather don't go in jihad, you stay alone, you stay away, you stay at home, you will live a long life, you will be able to build up an empire of yours in this dunya, you will enjoy. Shaitan put all these things in their minds and in their hearts. And this is because, why did Shaitan get an opportunity for doing this? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ كَرِهُوا. یہ اس واسطے کہ انہوں نے کہا ان لوگوں سے جو بیزار ہے. Because they said this to the Jews, to the non-Muslims. What did they say to them? مَا نَزَّلُ اللَّهُ سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ. اللہ کی اتاری کتاب سے ہم تمہاری بات بھی مانیں گے بعض کاموں میں. Whatever Allah has revealed, what suits us, we will follow that. In other words, O Jew people, we will follow in other matters, we will follow what you say. Unfortunately, many of us are such today, that as far as dunya's things are concerned, worldly life, all those things that we want to, we take it. And of Islam, what suits us, what makes sense to us, we have made our own mind and brain God, Allah. And what suits us, we will take from Islam. Otherwise, we will live a life of the non-Muslims also. How they conduct business, how their social lives are, how they conduct meetings, everything we will take from them also. And so these munafiqeen used to say to the Jews that we outside, outwardly we said we are Muslims and we have submitted, but don't worry, inwardly we are with you and we follow your way of life and we do what as you say. Wallahu ya'lamu israrahum. Aur Allah janta hai unka mashura karna. And Allah Ta'ala knows all which is hidden in their hearts and the secret mashuras they are making. And they are just feigning that they are Muslims, just showing that they are Muslims, but from inside they are with the non-Muslims. Allah says, we know all this planning and all this inside work of yours, we are fully aware. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تَوَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. پھر کیسا ہوگا حال جبکہ فرشتے جان نکالیں گے. So for such people Allah says, think for yourself, what will be your condition when Malakul Maut will come and he will be taking out your ruh and he will be coming with a group of other farishtas of adab as well. يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارُهُمْ. کہ ان کے مارتے جاتے ہوں گے ان کے موہ پر اور پیٹ پر. That they will be hitting them, smiting them on their faces and on their backs. That you people lived for the sake of dunya. You wanted to please the non-Muslims and you tried and pull wool over the eyes of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and just showed that you are Muslims, but you are following the ways of the non-Muslims. They will be taunting them in this way and smiting them on their faces and on their backs. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ اتَّبَعُوا مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهِ. یہ اس لیے کہ وہ چلے اس راہ جس سے اللہ بیزار ہے. And this is because they followed that path which Allah has got nothing to do with. That is a in-between path. Try and please dunya, try and please our nafs also, and try and make our please Allah and make the Muslims also happy. That wrong way that you are following, therefore Allah Ta'ala has given you this punishment at the time of your mort. وَكَرِهُ رِضْوَانَهُ اور ناپسند کی اس کی خوشی. And you didn't give preference and you did not like the happiness of Allah. To make Allah happy, that you are not doing, but you are making other people, you are making your dunya happy. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. پھر اس نے اکارت کر دیئے ان کے کیے کام. Then all what you did, outwardly you were making namaz also, you made hajj and umrah also, but just that was also just to appease yourself and the Muslims. claims that we are with you. So Allah destroyed the rewards of all those actions of yours also. You got nothing in return for your action. The outward actions you did, you got nothing for that also. So yeah, a person must be ready for jihad also. If true jihad comes, he must be ready for it, to give his life so that Islam can reign supreme in the world. And he must not try and shy away and have fear for jihad and give preference to dunya and the things of this dunya. Wa akhiru da'wana.